everyone. This is the Building Strong Home Groups meeting of the Western State Learning Days. This session is going to be recorded. I don't know how well that's going to go, but it is being recorded. And so I'm hoping it'll hear all of us as we discuss this. This is a little different than some of the other sessions because this is interactive. So you're not just going to listen to me talk to you for an hour. Instead, you guys are going to participate in actually learning how this process works and hopefully how to find ways to improve your own home groups back at home. Let's open with a moment of silence, followed by the Serenity Prayer.
God, grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Okay. Now, what we're doing here is I have a lot of stuff on the table here for you. And what we're doing is a small group discussion. And for all intents and purposes, since our group discussion is going to be on building strong home groups, each table is going to pretend like it's its own home group. And so all the participants at the table are going to be a home group. And we're going to use this as an example to interactively go over ideas that'll help you build a stronger home group. On your table, you'll see in front of you, there should be ink pens. There should be one set of papers like this. Over the years, the world has done a lot of interviews all the way around the world in discussing what home groups look like, what is a group, what is a meeting. And they've taken all that information, and what they found around the world is everybody has about the same thought process as to what a strong home group looks like. The same principles, the same values. You know, what made you want to stick with your home group when you found it? What were the things that drew you to that home group? So they found that a lot of people have the same things that draw them to the home group. But they may not always know how to make their home group look as good as another one, maybe. And so how do you make it stronger? So this document here that you have in front of you has a lot of, if you open it up, it has the principles inside of it, descriptions of the principles and things like this. This is for you to take with you home. And then you get to take a look at it when you get back home and go, wow, you know, I would really like to see the roles of our service members in charge of the home group apply some better principles to what we're doing. And we think that'll make it stronger. So take a look at the different things and it'll show you some of the different qualities that help make that a better process. So that's the save to take with you. What we're going to be working with today is this worksheet called Building Strong Home Groups Worksheet. Now if you take a look at that, this worksheet is available online for free. There's a website that you can go to and get all this information off of if you want to make extra copies. And this is the one that we're going to be actually using in our sessions here. As we do this, this is our program here of what we're going to do. We're going to try to stick to a timeline because it starts getting going really fast. And once you guys start talking and going over ideas and everything, it gets going so fast sometimes we lose track of time. So I put up here for us, I'm always not remembering how much time it's going to take us to do things. So we're going to try to keep it to a limit of we have an icebreaker where we introduce ourselves, go around the table, and we're going to pick out two people at the table to help us out. One of them is going to be a facilitator. That'll be a person who's going to try to make sure that every person at the table gets a chance to participate in putting their idea out there. Okay? So they're going to, for lack of a better word, be in charge of the people at the table to make sure you keep rolling around instead of one person doing all the talking. The second person is going to be a recorder. This is someone who can write neatly at the table because they're going to be recording the ideas on these post-it notes you've got on the table. I've also got markers on the table, so we're going to be writing them really big. Do you see these over here? This is what we're going to be referring to after we're done, is taking a look at the ideas that came up and then taking a look at the solutions we came up with for the ideas that we have. be going over our task list, which is this. This is our task list. What we're going to try to do is identify the areas for group improvement. We're going to state the issues and record them down. And we're going to vote on which one we feel is the worst problem that needs to be dealt with most critically right away. So if you have to, you go around the table and go, oh, I like my idea, but hey, your idea was better, so I'm going to vote for your idea. And pick one idea that we're going to address today. Then we're going to brainstorm solutions. How and why? Those are the questions you need to answer. How are we going to solve the problem? Why? And with who? And make sure we explain how that's going to be done. And then again, we're going to vote. What's the best solution? So then when we recap, what was the decision that we made as a small home group together to collectively build a stronger home group? Does that make sense? Any questions so far? Okay. So as we do this, I'm going to try to keep you guys on timeline here. And the first thing we're going to do is I want you guys to go around the table and collectively pick who is your facilitator going to be and who is your recorder going to be. And you got 5 minutes to do this. So between you guys at the table, make a decision, talk about it, go.
I should not record because I have horrible.
The other one was a timekeeper and a facilitator. You're going to be your person in charge?
Go for it.
I'm going to crack the whip. Yeah.
I'm doing better. I wanted to see how, as a leader, you would handle a little bit of pushback. Okay, let's try that again. I think I should do this.
I do.
Okay, here we go. All right, let's move that post-it around towards the recorder, because you're going to write big.
Oh, she's got it. Oh,
why don't you just sit right here?
She thought she was getting away with a small one.
Yeah, not making a hacker. All right, is everybody ready?
Is it time?
Okay, also on your table, you're going to find a couple of things. You're going to find a vision for NA service. These are just some extras. Feel free to take them home if you don't know what NA's vision is. I encourage you to take it home and read it. I have extra copies if you need it. There's extras on the other tables. And then there's our ground rules. We have ground rules for playing at the table. So for instance, ground rules, these are also laying around. You guys can pass this around and make sure there's someone all sides. You've got to stay open-minded. Listen and share the time. That means only one person gets to talk at a time. Just one.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Yeah, come on in.
Come on in.
So only one person gets to talk at a time.
Let's pass me some
forms there. There you go. And creativity. I heard some ideas that just I thought were really off the chart, and then we got down to the end of them, and they turned out really cool. And I think that's one of the things Narcotics Anonymous is all about, is, you know, you just never know where something's going to end up going and taking you. So be open-minded and let the creativity take its place. Let everybody be part of this. Think fast. Don't overthink this, or you'll spend 20 minutes on the one thing that you don't end up discussing later on. So don't waste your time on it. Quick, brief answers are all you really want to take a look at. Sure.
So to keep it simple, do we go off of that list there and just...
And this is the order that we're going to do stuff in. So, yeah, and above all, have fun with it. This is a very fun process, so it's not meant to be boring. And so we have the brainstorming guidelines. We have the suggested rules. Most important is to start and stop on time. Okay? And that way we will get to the end in the time frame we need to get to. Okay, so let's take a look at the actual worksheet you're going to be working with. I'm going to go over this real quick so that you guys can get started on it. First thing we're going to do is we're going to identify areas for group improvement. Okay? So each of you have been at a meeting that was less than perfect, I'm guessing.
Twice.
Am I correct?
Twice at least.
Okay. Twice. So let's go around the table and give off one of the reasons why the meeting was less than perfect. It could have something to do with the atmosphere. It could have something to do with the way it was run. It could have something to do with the noise you make outside. It could have any of those ideas. So that's what you can do. You're going to go around the table, identify an area for group improvement.
That's number one, right?
And then the recorder's going to record them down.
Okay.
Okay? After you state the issues, you should go over all the issues one at a time. And now step all the way up, all the way up. There you go. So we're going to identify the issues. Let's state the issues. And then go through and vote on which one is the most important one.
Okay.
Okay? Then after you do that, you're going to brainstorm solutions. So go around the table again. Each person come up with what they think is a good way to solve that problem. Let each person get it. Make sure you make it clear what your intention is so that the recorder, again, can write down the solutions. Then, when you get down to the end of it, we're going to choose which is your top solution. So vote on which one is the top solution. And then we make a decision of how and why we're going to implement that. So we think this is the best solution. The way we're going to handle this is we're going to add it to our meeting guidelines that at the end of the meeting, we're going to have somebody do blah, 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 blah. This should solve the problem. Does that make sense? All right, let's go. We've got 30 minutes to do this.
That was my question. This is a 30-minute.
This is the 30-minute session.
Okay.
So, yeah, see, we've already gotten through all those real quick. I want to make sure you guys have plenty of time to do it. This is the meat of the matter and the best part. So I'm right here, so if you have questions, just call me over, and I'll be more than happy to help you with it. But you got 30 minutes, so go.
All right. Let's start with Jessica. What ideas, just the stuff, do we start areas for group improvement?
One is
you can use this list. But go ahead. You can
reach out. One issue that seems to be a problem in some meetings that I've been
using
that people don't feel welcome.
Okay.
And so,
what do you want me to put? So that's intimacy and sense of home.
Yeah.
Do you want me to write it down?
Yeah.
And,
let's just stick to the
intimacy and sense of home.
All right. All right, your turn.
Pass.
And there's more. I say gateway to service. Members introduced to the conversation to group service and beyond.
Do you want to write solutions?
Do we do a solution immediately or do we just stop?
We're just problems.
Just problems.
So introduce newcomers to service, that what you said?
Gateway to service. But this is all under number one. All right.
Oh, okay. So not.
So we don't get confused.
Gateway service, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think along with an unclear understanding of what the role of the trusted servant in the group is.
Okay.
And I'm going to say specifically the GSR.
Unclear what now?
What the responsibilities or roles of the trusted servants.
That might be the model of
Model of service.
Sorry.
If you go back here, it's kind of like
responsibility role.
Did you say? You don't have to stick to the kind of role.
Was that the GSR or whatever?
Want
to write
this down? For me specifically.
Okay, trusted servants.
Yeah.
Maybe
we can that would be part of number too, when I talk about state issues.
Did I teach?
Okay.
I'll come back to you.
Maybe, yeah. Can't take one, so.
What's your name again?
Diana.
All right.
For me, what really triggered the influence on the board, and one of my sponsors was taking a break. And there was an extreme amount of fun use. I mean, I just wanted to get.
What would that mean to call?
Manners.
What would you like to call that one?
Oh.
Manners?
Kind of like principles in action, or, yeah.
How about spirit of service?
Yeah, just manners.
Members are willing to delegate the end.
Okay.
I think manners is a good.
The other one was, laughing and talking and people share.
So interruption, basically all together, which is.
Manners.
The environment is sort of being more conducive, yeah, to people sharing.
Okay, so I have.
We also have.
Well, you know what, I totally get it from you.
You have to think more into the.
Well, emotionally, you know, sure, I'm just like, I feel, but I just don't think it's necessary to add work in 5 seconds.
You are sorry. I'm sorry.
Jessica!
Okay, so.
Manners also?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll talk about that.
Or common sense.
When we state the issues.
It's a whole different class.
Sorry.
There's a lot of.
It's really.
And she passed.
Sorry.
Okay, now we're back to you.
Is that all, you guys want me to record?
Yeah, I think so.
That's a
good start, yeah, let's not get to, you know.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, so now we'll move on to number two, and we'll talk about safety issues. We'll go through these each and try to like.
Is that, we do that now?
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Number two.
Yeah, number two.
All right.
So intimacy and sense of home, we all help all members feel like part of the fellowship. Jessica, what are some of the issues you see?
We have a coffee person and nobody drinks.
All right, so when you get finished with your post-it notes and you have your solutions, and you have the how and why, put your post-it note up on the board over here. And then you're going to pick someone at the table who's going to explain things.
I'll be the facilitator.
I would be the president.
And it can be a different person at the table.
Yeah, I think
that
can be.
No.
Sounds like you.
Is it because you're an officer?
I think it's because
I don't know everybody well enough. Yeah,
not yet.
All right, everybody, let's get rolling on this. We're going to take a look now at the problems we encountered, and when you're explaining your problem. I want to understand not just what reference you have to our group information here says it's a problem of ideals or it's a problem of roles. I want to know what the actual problem is, like people don't feel welcome when they walk into a meeting. So this is a problem of what? Well, it's one of the items on your list. But tell me what the problem is. I want you to tell me what you voted as the number one solution to the problem, and then I need to know how you're going to implement that solution in your group so that you can make sure it doesn't happen again in your group. So, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right. Woo, table number one. Jessica, come over here.
Woo-hoo.
under the category of gateway of service, and it was unclear responsibilities and roles for trusted servants. That's like one, the big problem that we have. And so the issue is people not setting an example, or the other thing we talked about was people having like a frowny face about service, you know what I mean? Like, oh God, I have to go to area, this sucks, you know, like, rather than being like stoked about like, oh, we get to go to area, rad, right? Like, big difference. And then the other thing is not having good enough training for the new people that are coming in. That was the other, one of the other problems that we talked about, was that like there's not enough overlap of like mentoring or training as people are coming in into new service positions. And another issue that we talked about that didn't make it written down up here was there was one other one. Remember now. So brainstorming the solutions would be having mentoring or training, fostering of the new people that are coming into service. And another solution that we talked about is being willing to waive clean time for certain positions, not necessarily positions that involve money, but GSR positions and stuff like that. If somebody's willing to be an alternate, being able to waive clean time and stuff for them. And that goes under like clearly stated responsibilities. And the main solution that we came up with was good mentoring. And how we're gonna do that is we're gonna have a group booklet, or use the group booklet, the group IP, you know, starting a binder that has guidelines that clearly state the roles and responsibilities for our trusted servants in our group, and require people to have a positive service attitude if they're going to be. If they're going to be members of our specific home group that we're building. So
that's a good one. That's great. Thank you. Yay! All right, next table. All right, here we go. You can do it.
Hi, my name is Dan. I'm an addict.
Hi, Dan.
In our group, we've had some lively conversations, and one of the challenges that we all went to face was having nurturing all members, welcoming regardless of age, race, sex, and having a constant any message, like not using the S word and stuff like that. And so what we determined, or the S bomb. And so what we looked at was in our readings, doing a clarity statement, and then also holding accountable our trusted servants, like our secretary, our treasurer, GSR, in using that language, so that, you know, they were setting an example for the other members of the home group.
All right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Way to go, Dan. All right. That's awesome. And we do have pamphlets, and everybody's not always aware that we have pamphlets covering so many different topics. So I went and grabbed a bunch of them from our RSO, and so you guys can grab a couple of each one. What we have are these. Let me show you what we got here. First of all, we have the group IP. Okay? So the group IP covers all the basics of what your groups are. It covers the definition and the purpose. It covers the home group. It covers the formation of a group, what the trusted servants are, who the secretary is, who the treasurer is, who the group service rep is, who the alternate is, additional ways they can serve at a group meeting, who the leader is, and who the speaker is. So you can have these on hand at your group meeting anytime you want to make a reference. You don't have to guess, oh, he said, she said, this is what my sponsor's group did, this is who this did. It's all in the pamphlet as to what we do to make something run efficiently. Because a lot of things that by the time they get to a pamphlet, they've been tried for the last 50 years, you know? So they usually work pretty good. These are two of the new ones out. I really like these. These are NAWS approved material. And one is called Group Trusted Servants, Their Roles and Responsibilities. So it gives a little more definition to each one of the roles and responsibilities of the Group Trusted Servant. This one is Group Business Meetings. You know how you have a business meeting to decide how to spend those donations? This is just all about the group business meeting. Again, there's a stack of these over on the table over there. Feel free to take a few of each one so you can take them back with you to your group. But, you know, I think the most important thing about it in building a strong home group, it says here, choosing and supporting a home group is an important part of recovery. A home group is a meeting where you're comfortable and one you will attend regularly. We call this our home group because it suggests a place where we fit and belong. So if you all go back and think about the first meeting that made you feel like you fit and belong, and then think about the people that walk in our doors and don't feel like they fit. And that's what we're trying to convey here with better, stronger home groups. We don't want to lose anyone. I mean, we lived hell out there. You know, we should never see addicts go away. And that's the whole foundation is that group. You're the starting point. You're the place where it makes a difference whether or not that person feels like they can stick around a minute longer when they really don't want to, when they're afraid to sit in that chair for the whole meeting, and that's why they're on the back wall. This is the place where we make it happen. So once you start getting a little stronger in your recovery, you should want to help somebody else find that same place that you found, right? So with that said, we've got some great ideas. And you can actually take these pamphlets. Within the pamphlets, all this stuff just comes straight from the World Service Organization. And so you can go online, get copies of these anytime. If you ever feel like you want to put on your own group inventory, this helps you do that. And if you have any other questions, you can ask me more after the meeting. Okay? Anything else? Okay, so what I brought out, this is our latest literature, and I've been looking through this. This is so awesome. It's the guiding principles, the spirit of our traditions. And I'd like to give this away. And I think we identified, except for you, where did you, what's your name and where'd you come from?
Timothy from Alaska.
Wow. Whoa. Okay, so my book was going to be, sorry Colorado, you lost out, Timothy came in. For the person who traveled the furthest for his recovery this weekend, and so that one's for you. Congratulations. All right, any other questions? All right, we're done with this meeting. Thank you very much. Okay.
I forgot your name.